Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
11 a.m. We're having a nut party in here. I'm eating nuts. Landfill's eating nuts.
I passed on your nuts.
Jeff got nuts to the face. I thought you were going to catch them, Jeff. We were throwing nuts against the wall, nuts against the glass. Shout out to the stream, Planters, Peanuts. Landfill got the honey roasted. Nothing goes quite like with baseball like peanuts. I mean, it's one and the same.
It's true.
Buy me your Cracker Jacks and whatever the hell the song is. I don't think that was it. all right, let's get down to business. I want to applaud Spencer Nussbaum. Spencer covers the Washington Nationals for the Washington Post and does a great job. And, Spence, let's start here, man. Not always easy staring down the barrel asking some of these questions. I've been in your shoes in some spots. Where are you at with everything going on in Natstown?
Yeah, I mean, the most obvious and simple way to explain it is that the team is not in a good place, and Davey is not in a good place. Like you said, I mean, I asked a couple of days ago, you know, when you look at the team, when you look at the offense as a whole, they haven't been producing like the team wants to this month. So I asked him, you know, how much of that is on the players, how much of that is on coaching, and before I could kind of get into the rest of the question, Davey obviously went on his spiel. That has since kind of landed him in hot water over the last few days. You know, this is, I've been covering the team for a year and a half now. This is a pretty obvious low point given where the aspirations were at the start of the season. And given that they've lost 8 straight. So yeah, plenty of directions I could take this, but right now, things are not in a good place.
I mean, what was your reaction when you're asking that question? Davey has always been so good at standing up for his players, even when, you know, you could almost rightfully throw them under the bus to an extent with how they played. But this time, it just felt like this was out of character, it felt like, for Davey.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I think it was both very out of character and in some ways very in character. In sense of out of character, you're exactly right. Davey, for years and years and years, has been known as a player's manager. He has his players' backs. He'll defend them to the media. That is who he is as a manager, and I think it's earned him a lot of goodwill over the years, and I think it's you know, one of the higher marks on his resume. On the other side of things, you know, he's loaded his staff with, you know, close friends and confidants who he has a lot of trust in, who he trusts to keep things insular within the organization, and who he trusts is going to get the absolute most out of his players. For as much as he is a player's manager, and I think that, you know, has largely rung true, he is a staunch defender of his coaching staff, and believes that they are working as hard as they can to get the best out of the team. Obviously, the results haven't been there. And so, you know, when you ask them a question about the coaching staff and how they've performed, it's in his nature to be defensive, not only because he sees how much work they're putting in, but because he's obviously, you know, so close with so many of them.
Well, you said something there that I think really hits home, is that it's just so out of character for Davey because he's always been like the put it on me, not them. And then just to be like, yeah, you know, it's never on the coaches. We're not the ones hitting. Or not hitting. I think he's right. I think there's obviously some real frustrations. What do you think they actually do? When do you think they actually make a decision? What are the next steps? Because you got the Rockies coming to town, and they are god awful. They're 14-57. Is this the kind of thing where, all right, man, we take 3 or 4 here, kind of quiet, you know, quiet the noise, then. I'm going to tell you the truth. They got this West Coast road trip. The games are going to be really late. I know Natstown Twitter is going to be watching, but the bulk of people probably fall asleep and don't pay attention. Like, they might be able to ride this storm out, or is the heat just too hot?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather not speculate too strongly on what happens when. What I will say in the context of Major League Baseball is there are managers who, after they have a stretch like this, meaning the last, you know, 5 years in tandem with this 8-game losing streak, in tandem with the comments that David just made, there are managers who would not weather that. And you've seen managers get fired this season. I think we're up to 3 or 4. You've seen managers get fired in the past for stretches like this. So there is, I would say, a precedent in Major League Baseball. All that is to say, you know, I can't say for certain yet which way things are leaning, just because I don't think it's fair to speculate on that this early before we have, you know, gathered everything we need to gather. But with that said, I mean, and I think that we'll probably address this too, but this is not just a Davey problem, even though the comments in the recent losing streak exacerbate that. You know, he is not blameless. I think he can shoulder quite a bit of the blame here. But you can also put that on, you know, any number of people within the organization, given that they're not where they want to be at the current moment.
Spencer, when you look at the coaching staff, this is something we were talking about earlier. You'll know better than I. Were there contracts up at the end of last year? And then
yeah.
I think that's some of the frustration around this, right, is the coaching staff that he's defending is people that Nats fans didn't want back last year, and they're back again. He's still defending them, and they decided to keep everybody last year. Were there contracts up going into this season? They extended them, or what was that situation?
Yeah, so they were each I can't speak to the exact contract details, but I can say – in August, they decided to renew every single member of the staff's contract, you know, pitching coaches, hitting coaches, catching coaches, you name it. Obviously, the fans were not happy about that. Davey's defense, you know, of that move and Rizzo's ensuing defense of that move was, look, we have a young core. We want them to have a stable leadership group. We want them to be, you know, having the same guys year after year, build that rapport, not only build trust, but kind of keep the same message going along. And I think, you know, at this point, you know, a lot of people are questioning whether they're delivering the right message. You look at some of the trends that the Nationals have had, particularly on the offensive side, but I think all around over the last handful of years. And, you know, the question remains, you know, how much of that is on coaching? How much of that is on player development, which I think is maybe a slightly under-discussed, but a bigger part of this than some people think, and how much of this is on ownership, moves from Rizzo, and so forth. You know, Davey said on opening day, you know, I want this team, you know, to me, success is defined by making the postseason. They've obviously are on track to fall well short of that goal. But it's not as though he's been gifted a roster, you know, that was World Series bound or even expected to be postseason bound. And so that's where I guess I start to think in terms of the coaching staff, look, is this the perfect group to get things done? I'm not sure of that. But you can put the onus on a lot of different people in this situation.
To play devil's advocate here, talking with Spencer Nussbaum of the Washington Post, to play devil's advocate here for Davey, do we overrate how much the coaching staff plays a role in this? Like
in all of baseball.
Does the hitting coach, like everyone wants to blame him, you know, fire Darnell Coles as soon as they go on a stretch like this. How much of that is Coles? How much is that of the hitters? You know, how much is the blame does Jim Hickey deserve? How much blame does Davey? Not saying they're faultless, but do we overrate sometimes how much of a role these guys play and everybody just needs something that they can feel like there's change being made? Or is it a reality that maybe they do need to make a move?
Yeah, I mean, when Davey said at the end of his comments, you know, we can't hit for them, we can't catch balls for them, et cetera, he's right on that. Like, I think, you know, for the bulk of it, like, this losing streak is as much on the players who are actually playing the game as everyone else. But as I would continue to return to, like, the message you hear Darnell Coles and Jim Hickey pushing, it's the same message you're going to hear in the minor leagues. It's the same message you're going to hear kind of across the organization. And so they're pushing the same sort of streamlined message that everyone else is pushing.
Do they push? Do they push running into outs on the base pass?
Toby just taking shots. Hold on. Let's get a reset here. We got our guy Spencer Nussbaum on the phone here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. If you want to give Spencer a follow, it's Spencer Nussbaum, NUSBAUM underscore at the end of that. Spencer Nussbaum underscore. So we got a question from the chat that I thought was pretty good. I wanna credit the right guy here. Scotty G. All right, Spencer, hear me out on this. Scotty G asks, is the Brady House call-up equivalent to the Dan Snyder, Sean Taylor statue? Like, is this a distraction, or should this kid be called up and make his big league debut tonight?
I think both could be true. You know, Brady maybe should have already been called up, to be frank. I understand why they gave him a little time, but, I mean, no doubt it's a distraction. I don't think anyone in the organization would necessarily tell you that. But the timing is rather convenient. I think that Brady, it's the right time for him to get called up. I think he can legitimately help jumpstart an offense that is looking to get jumpstarted any way they can. Obviously you look at where they're at now. I think it's, you know, they have to cover their bases in some way. And this is ultimately in the last 12 hours how they've decided to do so.
This season has been weird to me, Spencer, because the record obviously is bad. The losing streak is bad. The comments from Davey are bad. But you look all around this team in terms of the guys that are the building blocks, and you feel encouraged where James Wood has been maybe better than expected early on in his career. C.J. Abrams has struggled recently. But
I think definitely better than expected.
Definitely. Overall, CJ's been good. Mackenzie Gore with another good start yesterday, and he's looked like he's turned a corner. How do you characterize the season overall where the young guys that are kind of the future of the team that everybody gets excited about, that people are buying jerseys of, maybe with the exception of Dylan Cruz, have been really good, but the team's success when, like you're saying, Davey's talking, let's make the postseason, Rizzo's talking in spring training, hey, we're trying to turn a corner. Like, the team's success isn't there, but some of the players that people really care about are playing well.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important position to bring up. Look, the most important players on the Nationals, James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, have taken a step forward this season. Ultimately, that is probably the most important development of this season. I hate to keep going back to development, but the reason Nationals aren't as good as they want to be is because they haven't developed around them. You know, that Soto trade was one of the best trades. I know you're trading away a franchise icon, but it has reaped so much reward for this franchise. It's about everything else they've done around that. And look, the other point I would make on this is, if you're going to blame Darnell Coles and Jim Hickey for, you know, all these, you know, players who have maybe underperformed, I don't think you can also say, look, they haven't done anything to help James or CJ or McKenzie. Like, they've helped some of those guys as well. So there is a push and pull there. That being said, it speaks to the lack of development that they've had at the minor league level, that they haven't had the depth around those guys to really take the step forward this season. But again, that being said, James, CJ, McKenzie, and I think, you know, Dylan's had some really good under the hood numbers. It's the overall results that don't look great. But I think all four of those guys have taken steps forward this season. And I think that that's a massive, massive point for the organization.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I hear that, and I tend to agree with it, and I know there was the Rosenbaum story a couple of weeks ago. I don't know. I think if Davey has lost the guys, I get it, but I just think the ship is like kind of rudderless. You know what I'm saying? Like if the engine of this ship is the ability to spend money on players, and they don't do it, it just seems like it's folks wanting a pound of flesh. But then you dig a little deeper, and there's more to it. I'm kind of fascinated to watch it unfold. They can't lose the series to the Rockies, right? Like that's
better not.
Serious question. And you guys might not know this. Maybe we have to. White Brian's good at looking stuff up. Have the Rockies won a series this year?
They did. They swept the Marlins last week.
Who just swept the Nats?
Yes.
You.
Yes.
How bad is getting swept at home by the Marlins?
It's bad. Look, the Rockies have won 5 of their last 12. They're not coming in as bad as they've been, but that you can't. I mean, every single person in the town would agree that the Nationals cannot lose this series. It's a low point now that would, frankly, you kind of got to sweep this one. You got to win all 4 games to feel any sort of way.
Seriously.
No pressure.
he's not wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to try to just have something upbeat here. How many All-Stars for the Nats? I mean, we're getting close, right? The break's in what, 2 weeks?
A little longer than that.
3 weeks?
Yeah, about a month from now. James is at this point a shoe-in. McKenzie at this point is effectively a shoe-in. I think CJ, it'll be an interesting question just because shortstop is so loaded with talent, especially in the National League, that you could see that going in either direction. And again, if the team is, 11 games under 500 or wherever they are a month from now, it might be tough because CJ at that point would probably be a league office sort of pick or a player sort of pick. Hey, do we want to have 3 guys from a team that's 10 games under 500 in an all-star game? I'm not sure they say yes. That said, outside of a short skid as of late, which is who started to turn around. I mean, CJ's been unbelievable, especially offensively this year. So I think 2 are effectively guaranteed. The question is whether CJ gets in. I know Finnegan has had a good year, but after the All-Star nod last year and with so many other strong relief pitching performances in baseball, I don't necessarily know that he gets in.
Okay. Skeens is the NL starter, right?
Yeah.
And then Gore gets like the 4th?
Yeah, something like
that. Is that how that would work? Last one, Spencer.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, he thinks so, yeah.
I would think so.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Spencer, while we got you, obviously here in Natstown, we're kind of watching things burn down. What the hell's going on in Boston and the the trade they just made? Like, John Henry just spends all his money on Liverpool and just doesn't care about the Red Sox anymore?
Crazy.
Yeah, and that's one where, look, and I think Passan sent out a really good tweet last night about it. Almost every model in baseball, so to speak, so like an analytical model, cost-based model, et cetera, has the Red Sox winning this trade because Devers' contract is so large for so long, because he's a DH. That being said, I mean, the outsized importance that guy has to the city, the fact that you're not punting on this year, but you're certainly setting yourself up to not as well for this season, whereas maybe you're setting yourself better up 4 or 5 years from now. That's just a tough situation, and that's one where, Breslow isn't the one who signs Devers to the massive extension, and so he doesn't necessarily have that same relationship with him. I don't know that the Red Sox are screwed this season, but, did they kind of, hurt their fan base and hurt their team in the short term. That said, in the long term, I do think they're still positioned pretty well.
Hey, Spencer, we appreciate the time today, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. See you in a little bit.
Yep, thanks.
All right, Spencer Nussbaum from the Washington Post. Give him a follow at Spencer Nussbaum.
JP, what? Real quick, listen to the starters against Colorado. If the Nats don't win this series and win all 4 games, these are the starters for Colorado. Carson Palmquist, game one today, 0-4 with
Carson Palmer won a Heisman at USC, right?
Well, Palmquist is not any good at pitching. He's 0-4 with a 7.77 ERA.
Oh, that's Corbin his last couple of years.
Listen
here.
To this. This is game two of the series. Antonio Senzatella is 1-10 with a 7.23 ERA.
Did he play Zorro in those movies?
I'm not sure. Game
is that
three,
Antonio Banderas?
German Marquez, who's actually been decent in his career, not this year, 2-8 with a 6.62 ERA. And their best starter of the bunch going on Thursday afternoon, 2-7 with a 6.57 ERA, Chase Dolander. Your lowest ERA of the starters you're going to face is a 6.57. If you
That's
don't
the
win,
homeless man's version of Justin Verlander, Chase Bolander.
If you don't win all four of these games, I mean, anything's on the table.
Perhaps most importantly, Landfill, a lot of rain in the forecast. We got any day games coming? Any rain delays?
Thursday. 1:05 Thursday.
Natstown is in trouble. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.